In Massachusetts and around the country, hospitals are putting off all but the most urgent care in order to free up space and staff for COVID-19 patients. So this morning, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg looks at how the postponement of so-called elective procedures is impacting cancer patients and others.
Krista Petrozello from Lowell puts it this way. She picked a hell of a time to get cancer. She got the diagnosis last month, early-stage breast cancer. Her surgery was scheduled for mid-April. Then the coronavirus hit full force and turned the world upside down, and her treatment plan, too. Her surgery was postponed indefinitely.
Right now, the risks outweigh the benefit for me, personally. So that's why they said the risk of infection, and they need the ventilators in the OR.
Instead of surgery, then hormones, she'll get hormone treatments first. She says the upside is that the hormones could shrink the tumor before surgery. But it's still disconcerting to know this is not the usual order.
It's like, here's what we want to do. Here's what we'd be doing in a normal world. But we can't do that for you, you know. So there's just concerns that come with that, obviously. And I tend to be an anxious person anyway. So, you know, your mind just spins, you know, and then there's nothing else to do but think about it right now. So
Petrozello is far from alone in grappling with concerns about a postponed procedure and wondering what the consequences will be. All the hospitals in Massachusetts are putting off elective treatment. Elective may sound optional, but the category includes much-needed treatments, like joint replacements for people living in pain and cancer surgeries. Dr. Harold Burstein is a medical oncologist at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute who's been working on national guidelines for breast cancer treatment during the pandemic.
We often map out a roadmap for patients, and we say something like the first step is surgery, and then you'll get radiation, and then you'll get these hormone therapies.
These days, with most surgeries canceled, many patients will begin treatment with hormone therapies first, like Krista Petrozello. Burstein says there's extensive evidence that for many patients, the outcomes can be just as good. The trick is getting that across to patients.
I liken this sometimes to going to a 3-star Michelin guide restaurant and saying, you know, instead of the appetizer and then the salad and then the main course and then the dessert, tonight we have a special. We're going to do the main course first, and then we're going to have a salad and then an appetizer afterward and then finish with a dessert. And, you know, the point is it all ends up in the same place. People are going to get all these treatments.
Overall, Burstein says treatment can be adjusted, so the vast majority of breast cancer patients fare as well as they would have without the pandemic, especially if they have early cancer. But Dr. Len Lichtenfeld, Deputy Chief Medical Officer for the American Cancer Society, is less optimistic. He says research on disasters like Hurricane Katrina does suggest that cancer patients pay a price.
When we start postponing screenings for cancer detection, early detection, when we start postponing chemotherapy, when we start postponing surgeries, I unfortunately have no doubt that we're going to see impact when we look back at this.
Particularly for patients with more advanced disease if they have to miss treatments. And Lichtenfeld expects the disruption to last for months.
We're in uncharted territory. We don't know the impact of these changes. These are not things we want to do. These are delays that we have to do.
Researchers have looked at the impact of delayed treatment in other contexts, like long waiting lists and when patients can't afford care. Julia Prentice, research director for the Betsy Lehman Center for Patient Safety, says studies have found that longer waits can hurt the health of very frail older people. And she understands that procedures like joint replacements may not feel very elective to the people who need them.
I will emphasize that the healthcare is still doing the right thing by canceling these elective care procedures to protect the capacity, but it is just a very difficult trade-off that we're grappling with.
Krista Petrozello is doing her best to grapple with it as she waits for a new surgery date.
I'm a lucky one that I'm not in a case where it's like, if I don't get this surgery, I'm going to die. You know, it's that no one is saying that. And they're telling me it's treatable and curable. So hopefully that will still stand true after flipping the treatment.
She says she also feels confidence in her doctors and lucky to have a strong support system, though she does miss being able to hug her friends. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.